On today's show, Hyundai launches a luxury brand. VW problems are getting worse, fast. And new car sales confound the experts. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for November 4th of 2015. Car sales in the U.S. market are running at pedal-to-the-metal speed. Bloomberg surveyed the major sales analysts, and they thought sales would come in at 1.1 million vehicles. Instead, they came in at 1.44 million. The analysts predicted the SAR would come in at 17.7 million. Instead, it hit 18.1 million. Ward's reports that on a daily selling rate basis, sales were up a strong 9.6%. Amongst the full-line manufacturers, General Motors posted the biggest gains, up nearly 12%. And it's been an awfully long time since we've seen GM at the top of the list. FCA posted the second best gains at more than 11%. Ford and Toyota were next at 9%, with Toyota posting its best October ever. Nissan was close on their heels at 8.5%, and Honda was up just under 5%. Of course, everyone wants to know how Volkswagen did last month, and the results are not surprising. On a daily selling rate basis, its sales fell 3.3%. And VW sales will probably fall even more in the coming months. Yesterday, we told you the EPA accused the company of using cheating software to meet emission standards on its 3-liter diesel. Well, it gets worse. Volkswagen just admitted it found, and I quote, other irregularities. Turns out it has at least 800,000 vehicles pumping out too much CO2. First, it was too much NOx, now it's too much CO2. VW set aside another 2 billion euros to cover the cost of this. That comes on top of the 6.5 billion euros the company already set aside. So we're up to 8.5 billion and counting. Worse, this new revelation includes at least one gasoline engine, and it sure leaves us feeling that there's still more to come. Speaking of more to come, we'll show you the first 3D printed car to go into series production.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
For years, Hyundai's top management wanted its own luxury brand, but its U.S. dealers told Korea, not yet, we're not ready. But last night, the company announced it's launching a new global luxury brand, and it will be called Genesis. They'll launch 6 new models by 2020, and of course, like all luxury vehicles, the new models will have alphanumeric names. The letter G will be combined with a number, like 90, 80, or 70, to designate the segment it's in. Hyundai is also creating the Prestige Design Division, which will create the new Genesis models. The company has tapped Luke Donkerwolke, who was previously a designer at the VW Group, to lead the new division. You may remember him. He's the former Bentley designer who trashed the Lincoln Continental concept car, accusing them of ripping off the flying spur. Last year, Local Motors became the first company in the world to 3D print a car. And now it's showing off its first production car at the SEMA show, called the LM3D Series. It's an EV that has also been designed to include collision avoidance technology. The company is aiming to have it on the road by 2017, but it's still working on making sure it exceeds federal motor vehicle safety standards. If you want to learn more about Local Motors' business model, check out John's interview with Justin Fishkin, the chief strategy officer at the company. Just look for a link in today's transcript. Coming up next, some of the best eye candy to come out of the SEMA show. Automakers can make big bucks selling specially upfitted vehicles and aftermarket parts, which is why the SEMA show in Las Vegas is so important to them. Yesterday, we showed you Chevy's drag-ready Copo Camaro, and today it's Ford's turn with the Cobra Jet Mustang. The car is powered by a 5-liter V8 engine that's topped with a Whipple supercharger and is capable of running 8-second quarter-mile times. Also important to note is this will be the only 2016 Mustang to have a solid axle rear suspension, of which the car will only have 50 examples built with a starting price just under $100,000. Speaking of racing, Nissan is teamed with Cummins to try and set a land speed record in a Titan pickup truck. Special modifications include a lowered suspension, wheel covers, and a custom fabricated front air dam and bed covers, to name a few. The truck has been dubbed Project Triple Nickel, which is an homage to State Route 555 in Ohio that bears the same nickname, and near the airstrips in Wilmington, Ohio, where Cummins has a history in land speed record racing starting in the early 1930s. It also ties back into the Titan XD's 555 pound-feet of torque. Honda also announced it's returning to race in the Baja Off-Road Series. What makes this truck more important is that its body panels are based off the all-new Ridgeline pickup, giving us the best idea so far as to what the truck might look like. The race truck will compete in this year's Baja 1000, while the production Ridgeline will hit dealer showrooms in the first half of next year as a 2017 model. And since we seem to be in a racing mood today, Dodge and SRT are offering customers who purchase or lease a 2015 or 2016 Dodge SRT vehicle to participate in the legendary Bob Bondurant School of High Performance Driving. The vehicles will be provided, all of which are SRT vehicles, including Hellcats and Viper ACRs. Customers will have 1 year from the purchase or lease date to take advantage of the offer, but will have to provide their own hotel and airfare. And let's finish on a lighter note. Check out this over-the-top Toyota Tundra that has been given the name Tundra Zine. It's over 25 feet long and features no less than 8 doors that lead into a plush interior. I don't know why, but I can't help but smile every time I look at it. I hope it puts a smile on your face as well. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching and making Autoline part of your day.